subscribe and press the bell icon to never miss another video of Bhakti Charu Swami.
First of all, I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to His Holiness Trivikram Maharaj. It is he who actually came to Orlando and started a preaching project here. And for many years, Maharaj has given a lot of his time, energy and wisdom to develop this project. And we feel very thankful to you, Maharaj, for all your wonderful contribution to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Maharaj is one of the senior most disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And he is one of the two senior most sannyasis of ISKCON today. Jaya Pataka Maharaj. Trivikram Maharaj. Obviously, Maharaj joined at a very young age. In those days, we were all very young.
I was considered old. I was like, I was 26.
And I personally have experienced how affectionate Srila Prabhupada used to be towards Trivikram Maharaj.
You didn't see the other side.
So, yeah, this is Srila Prabhupada's history. Srila Prabhupada came, a 70-year-old man from India, at a time when the youth of America were actually searching for counterculture, positive alternative, and Srila Prabhupada came to America at a time like that. In those days, the youth of America, their consideration was that their whole world is consisting of the youth. And those who are not freaks, those who are known as hippies, actually the hippies never identified themselves as hippies. They used to identify themselves as freaks, yeah? And those who are not freaks, they are straights. And those who are below, those who are beyond 30, they are of another world. They had nothing to do with those people because their mentality was different. They were not in a position to understand them. So at a time like that, Srila Prabhupada came, and a 70-year-old man, at a time when the youth used to consider that anyone who was beyond 30, above 30, he was from another world, who had nothing to do with them. Srila Prabhupada, the 70-year-old person, came and he conquered their hearts. As you all know, Srila Prabhupada came here penniless. Of course, penniless is an English expression, British expression. The American expression will be scentless. And literally, Prabhupada didn't even have a single cent in his pocket. He had about 40 Indian rupees. But what was the value of those rupees in India, in America at that time? Just a piece of paper that without any value, without any significance. And not only that, Srila Prabhupada didn't have any money with him. Prabhupada didn't know a single person in America at that time. Prabhupada didn't know where he was going to stay. Prabhupada didn't know where what he was going to eat. In such uncertainty, Srila Prabhupada came to America. How could anyone dare to venture into such an adventure? One can dare to do that only when one has implicit faith in Krishna. And that actually shows Srila Prabhupada's spiritual position. I mean, what to speak of coming to America from India, penniless? Would you even like to go to Orlando City without any money in your pocket? Will you ever go to any place without knowing anybody there? Without any making any prior arrangement? Would you ever venture to go there? At least, I can say that I would not dare to do that. But Srila Prabhupada did that. And that was Srila Prabhupada's spiritual position. He had implicit faith in Krishna. And he had implicit commitment. He had absolute commitment to his spiritual master's instruction to him. That he received in 1922, about 43 years before. His spiritual master told him to take the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it all over the world through India. English language. So this is how Srila Prabhupada came, and then we can see what happened. Fortunately, one person responded to Srila Prabhupada's letter that Prabhupada posted to him just before boarding the ship, Jaladeep. And that also was just a son of one of his acquaintances from Mathura, Gopal Agarwal. And he wrote to Gopal Agarwal that he was coming. That's about all. He gave the information about the ship and the time when he would be arriving. And Gopal Agarwal didn't even have any possibility to either write to Srila Prabhupada, yes or no. Just depending upon that one person, Srila Prabhupada came to him. Fortunately, Gopal Agarwal responded favorably. Here is also Krishna's divine arrangement. Through Gopal Agarwal, Krishna acted. Prabhupada arrived in New York and Gopal Agarwal arranged a travel agent representative to come, meet Srila Prabhupada and take him to a butler-bound Greyhound bus. Put him there in the bus, and Gopal Agarwal received Srila Prabhupada at the middle of the night, and he made arrangements for Srila Prabhupada in the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association, boarding facility. They have some sort of accommodation facility. So he arranged for Prabhupada to stay there. And he was very nice. And the other thing is that Gopal Agarwal was an Indian who was married to an American, Sally Agarwal. And one can well imagine, you know, his household situation. Like, obviously, he lost half of his Indian heritage, probably, compromising with the American life, with his American wife. And obviously, he was not a vegetarian. But he arranged for Srila Prabhupada to cook separately. He bought new pots and pans. And the amazing thing is that Sally became so attracted to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada stayed there for about 2 weeks. Prabhupada didn't come to America to stay in a small little town like Butler in Pennsylvania. Prabhupada needed to go to a major city, a big city. And so Prabhupada went to New York. And by the time Prabhupada developed some acquaintances in New York, one of them is Dr. Mishra. Dr. Mishra was a doctor, a medical doctor, who actually gave up his medical profession in order to teach yoga. He became more of a yoga guru than a doctor. He literally gave up his medical profession. He had an ashram called Ananda Ashram. And he invited Srila Prabhupada to stay there for at least for some time. On the way, Srila Prabhupada stopped in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and he visited the university, the University of Pennsylvania. And then Prabhupada came to New York. Now there was a major problem for Srila Prabhupada. Like, Dr. Mishra was a Mayavadi. And for a devotee's attitude is like, he would rather stay in the same room with the poisonous snake than with the Mayavadi. Because the Mayavadis, in a way, they are actually covered atheists, unfortunately. So Prabhupada had to stay at his place. That's the only place Prabhupada actually had in New York. But that's another wonderful quality of a devotee, that wherever he goes, he makes friends. And Dr. Mishra became a very intimate friend of Srila Prabhupada. Dr. Mishra was sick at that time. And Prabhupada used to cook himself. And Dr. Mishra mentioned later on that just by eating Srila Prabhupada's food cooked by Srila Prabhupada, he became cured. That is the potency of Krishna Prasad. And anyway, Prabhupada stayed in Ananda Ashram for a while, and in the meantime, Srila Prabhupada developed some relationship with some young boys while staying in that ashram. And eventually, with the help of those boys, he got a place to share with somebody in the Lower East Side. The name of that boy was David Allen. David Allen was a product of the youth culture of that time. He was addicted to drugs, especially those days they were into LSD. But coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada, he gave up his bad habits. He stopped taking drugs. And he became such an ardent follower of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada actually wrote to one of his godbrothers in India about David Allen, and he mentioned that most really David Allen would become his first American disciple. But unfortunately, after some time, David went back to his bad habits. He started to take LSD. And when he started to take LSD, his behavior became erratic. And he started to argue with Srila Prabhupada. And then one day he just freaked out in LSD. And he attacked Srila Prabhupada. Tried to attack Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ran down the stairs, came into the street, and he called one of his, he phoned one of his acquaintances, young boys, Michael Grant, and told him what happened. They all were in the Sefer, from the same group actually, David, Michael Grant, others. And Prabhupada told what happened. So Michael Grant actually arranged some accommodation for Srila Prabhupada, not with, at his place, he didn't really have large enough place to accommodate Srila Prabhupada. He arranged it with another friend of his. So Srila Prabhupada moved in there for some time. And then after that, Srila Prabhupada, Michael Grant actually found a place for Srila Prabhupada. And that is the 22nd Avenue, the matchless gift. And behind that, storefront, beyond that small patch of land, there was the building, and he rented one bedroom apartment for Srila Prabhupada there. And that's how Krishna Consciousness Movement started. And this Michael Grant is actually our Mukunda Maharaj. Mukunda Maharaj's contribution is inconceivable in our movement. He is the first one to get this 26th Avenue for Srila Prabhupada, 22nd Avenue for Srila Prabhupada. He assisted Srila Prabhupada in the early stage the most wonderful way. And then Prabhupada gave him initiation. And he was with his girlfriend, Jenny. So Srila Prabhupada initiated her also, Janaki Devi Dasi. And then Prabhupada told them, now that you are initiated, you cannot live like boyfriend, girlfriend. You have to get married. So Prabhupada personally conducted their wedding. And Janaki's sister, who is Jamuna Devi Dasi, she flew in to assist Srila Prabhupada in the wedding. And then Srila Prabhupada told Mukunda Maharaj, and to go and start something in San Francisco. Because those days, San Francisco was the happening place where all the youth of America were actually converging in Golden Gate Park. So on the way, Srila Prabhupada teamed up with two of his other friends, Shamsundar Prabhu and Guru Das Prabhu and their wives. So three couples actually went to San Francisco and started a new chapter. Just like the 22nd Avenue, they got a place near Haight-Ashbury, which was the place where things were really happening, next to Golden Gate Park. There, Srila Prabhupada started the preaching in San Francisco. All kinds of wonderful things started to happen. I mean, like, this is a clear indication that how Krishna was actually directing Srila Prabhupada. It was Krishna who was making all the arrangements for Srila Prabhupada. One such amazing happening was Shamsundar Prabhu's wife, Malati Devi. Those days she was not initiated, she was Melanie. So she got a curious looking figure. And she thought that maybe Swami will like it. So she wanted to give it to Srila Prabhupada. And one thing I generally don't like to mention, but since she herself mentions that, I think I can take the liberty to mention that. That small little figure, she didn't buy, she stole from it. And when she brought it to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada just got up and offered obeisances. Everyone was shocked, what's happening? And then Srila Prabhupada asked, was there any other such figures like that? And they said, yes, there is a white one and a yellow one. So Prabhupada said, bring them.
And paid for it.
So, the second time she paid. So those were the early days. You can see how, you know, ISKCON was developing. So, and then they got to know that they are the deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. See how miraculously they appeared. And then Srila Prabhupada said, by the way, Shyamchandra Prabhu knew how to do carving, wood carving. So when Prabhupada got to know that, Prabhupada told him to make the bigger deities out of like them. So he made them. So these were the first three deities that appeared in this. They started to worship. Prabhupada taught them how to worship, but they didn't know what they were doing, right? Showing some incense and he lamp and so forth. And then one afternoon, Srila Prabhupada came down. Prabhupada was actually, downstairs was the storefront, and upstairs Srila Prabhupada was staying. So Srila Prabhupada came to the storefront, and Prabhupada saw Jagannath is missing. So Prabhupada asked what happened. So the devotees who were there at the time said that other devotees have taken Jagannath to Golden Gate Park. So Prabhupada went to Golden Gate Park and he saw that so many devotees and youth, young boys and girls, they're chanting Hare Krishna and dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. So that really melted Srila Prabhupada's heart. And Prabhupada told them that, look, you can't take the deities out whimsically from the temple. But there is a way to take the temple out, the deities out of the temple. On a specific day, on a chariot, you can take the deities out. And this is how Prabhupada gave them the idea of a Rath Jatra. And what did they do? They got a flatbed truck, they decorated that, and took Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and started the Rath Jatra festival in Golden Gate Park. And that's how Jagannath's Rath Jatra festival started. And actually, within 2 years after that, that festival got such a big popularity that the mayor of San Francisco announced that day to be a holiday. So this is how our movement started, and is the devotees like Trivikram Maharaj who actually dedicated themselves wholeheartedly, assisted Srila Prabhupada to spread this movement all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada knew that he won't be here for very long. Therefore, Prabhupada, in order to continue the mission, Prabhupada established an institution. He saw that when he leaves, how the mission will continue. He was concerned about that, and he saw the need of an institution. And Prabhupada established that institution, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The lawyer who was actually registering the company or doing the formalities to register the company and the institution, he actually suggested that instead of calling the institution as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he should name it as the International Society for God Consciousness, because people in America would understand what Krishna Consciousness is. Even the devotees who were actually there with Srila Prabhupada at that time, even they told Prabhupada, yes, Prabhupada, I think that's a good idea. We'd rather call it the International Society for God Consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada said no. He was determined. And he said, I have come here to make everybody understand that Krishna is God. People speak about God, but they don't have any idea who God is. And Prabhupada actually made it clear that he came to teach everyone who God is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And that is the mission of ISKCON. Our business is to make the whole world understand and recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. It is not that Krishna is some Hindu god worshipped only by the Hindus. Prabhupada made that point very clear. God is one. He is the Supreme. How many can be supreme? If we literally go into that expression, supreme means no one is above him. And even no one is equal to him. The Sanskrit word for that is asamartha. Asama, no one is equal to him. Urdha, no one is superior to him. Srila Prabhupada pointed out that God is one. And he is identified by different qualities and his pastimes. Like in English also, God is identified as omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient,
almighty,
almighty, right? All-powerful, omnipotent, almighty, means all-powerful. Who is all-powerful? Only God is all-powerful. Omniscient, he knows everything. Only God is able to know everything. He is omnipresent, he is present everywhere. Similarly, Krishna means all-attractive. All attractive. He's all attractive. Who can say that he is all attractive? We want to be attractive to impress others, but like, what are the features of attraction? That's also like, we can see the Vedic understandings are so clear. All attractive. Why all attractive? Let us consider the features of attraction. Wealth is a feature of attraction. When somebody has wealth, we are attracted to him. Strength is a feature of attraction. When somebody is very powerful, we become attracted to him. When somebody is very famous, we become attracted to him. When somebody is very wise, we are attracted to him. And when somebody is renounced, we are attracted to him. Now, Krishna has all these six features of attraction to the absolute extent. He has all the wealth, he has all the strength, he has all the fame, all the beauty, all knowledge and all renunciation. Therefore, Krishna is all attractive. When one becomes properly exposed to him, then he naturally becomes attracted to him. That's why he is Krishna. He is the supreme enjoyer and he is the giver of supreme pleasure. Therefore he is Rama. He is the source of, he is the shelter and support of all living entities. Therefore he is Narayan. He is the source of creation, therefore he is Vishnu. At the same time, he performed his pastimes as son of Nanda Maharaj. Therefore he is Nanda Nandan, Jashoda Nandan. He is dear to the gopis, therefore he is Gopinath. So all these names that Krishna has are actually significant to his qualities, signifying his qualities and pastimes. Sometimes when Chef Prabhupada challenged that, oh, Krishna is your God and that's why you are accepting his him. Prabhupada's reaction to that was, response to that was, well, Krishna is my God and I have this ideas about Krishna. What is your God? Who is your God? And what's your idea about God? We can see that they don't have any answer. They say God, God, God. God the Father. God loves. Love God and so forth. But who is he? What does he look like? Where does he live? What does he do? What is our relationship with him? No answer. Believe in God. But don't ask about him. Yes, some religions are saying that. Believe in God, fear God, but don't ask anything about him. That's blasphemy. Christianity at least goes to a little more extent. God the Father, love him, and so on and so forth. But it's fine, God the Father. But who is he? I'm supposed to love him. How can I love somebody whom I do not know? Whereas, when you come to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said, rather jokingly, if you want to know about God, come to me. I can tell you what he looks like. I can tell you what he does. I can tell you what he's, where he stays. I can even give you his telephone number. Keep dialing. And the transcendental number is Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Srila Prabhupada gave us such a wonderful, such a wonderful process of making spiritual advancement. And Srila Prabhupada didn't want us to accept things blindly. He always inspired us to ask questions. If you have any question, ask. He didn't want us to take things blindly. Prabhupada wanted us to accept Krishna consciousness or understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a science. The spiritual reality as a science. It's not a faith. When we take things simply on the basis of faith, then very soon that faith becomes blind and all kinds of unpleasant, undesirable, abominable activities keep on happening in the name of religion. That's what is happening in today's world. And that's why the intelligent class of people are losing respect for religion. They say that they don't have any religion. But when they come to Krishna consciousness, yes, everybody can see that how it appeals to our intellect. For everything there is an appropriate answer. A rational, logical understanding of what is being presented. That's why it's actually meant for intelligent class of people. Jajantihi sumedhasaha. Sumedhasaha. those who are endowed with advanced intelligence, this process is made for them. So I'm very happy to see so many intelligent individuals are here today. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yeah, sure.
When you said that Krishna's all pleasure, it's not attractive.
Yeah.
But you said something about Lord Ram in reference to pleasure.
Pleasure.
I don't understand how that.
Oh, yeah, good. Actually, this Ram indicates Krishna also.
Okay.
Ramate iti Ram. Ramate means one who gives enjoyment. He himself enjoys and he gives joy to others. Therefore, he is Rama. Ramati iti Rama. Radha Raman Rama.
So, Maharaj, they say this in reference to only Lord Ram, not Krishna, giving pleasure.
Yeah. Well, Ram also will indicate that. Because isn't he giving pleasure to everybody?
Yes.
All his citizens, as the king. What was his concern? To give pleasure to his citizens, without his followers, without caring for his own personal interest. So that's why he is wrong.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.